It's a quarter past 11 as we check in with our radio dietitian, Ballarat Today regular from Ballarat Health Services, Kate Falconer. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again.
You too, Brett. Great to be here.
We've got some really cool stuff to talk about today because you're about to make our life easier, Kate.
Yeah, so we're here to talk about today a great project that's led by Ballarat Community Health, and I was a rep from BHS supporting the project. So it's Eat Well, Feel Good Ballarat, and it's in partnership with our three IGA stores, so Northway, Pleasant Park and Mount Clear.
And a big shout out to the crew at the IGA stores who are a wonderful partner of Ballarat Today. Now, Eat Well, Feel Good, it's more than just a warm and fuzzy campaign. This is going to really help people. So paint a picture for me, Kate. If I went to an IGA store in Ballarat today, what would I see? What's going to help me?
So this great pilot project is there to try and make it easier to fill your trolley with healthy options. So the idea behind the project is to simplify that label reading, which can be quite tedious in the supermarket. So what it's done is a collaboration between the IGAs and Ballarat Community Health, and they're there promoting the highest health star rating. So the health star rating system is that front of package labelling, so it's a government system, and the products are rated from half a star up until 5 stars. So this Eat Well, Feel Good Ballarat is highlighting the products that are either rated 4.5 star or above.
Okay, so it's just the good stuff. So you're not going to see much of the marketing down the lolly aisle, are you?
Not so much. So the idea behind the program is to really make it easier and really obvious so that when you're in the supermarket, those healthier options jump out at you. There is one additional thing. So the Health Star rating is super useful and makes it really easy to compare like products. So say you were choosing a breakfast cereal, you can compare 2 or 3 beside each other, which one's got the highest stars, that will be the healthiest choice. But unfortunately, the one glitch in that is our fresh produce, it's not packaged, so it doesn't have stars on it. But be known that it's a 5-star choice to choose your fruit and veggies.
Yeah, fresh is best.
That's a
bit of an easy one. The Health Star rating scheme, Kate, you were telling me off air, it's voluntary for manufacturers.
Yeah, so it would be really good if it becomes mandatory, but at this stage it is voluntary. So we see about 40% of the products, the packaged products in supermarket with the Health Star rating. For those that don't, there's actually this really cool app, the Food Switch app, that you can download. So we just tested a product before. For Brett, pretty easy. I've got the app on my phone. You simply scan the barcode and it will then bring up healthier choices in that particular category. So what was it that we...
Kate, please. Look, the only food I had in my top drawer and a colleague dropped it on my desk today, I know you're never going to believe me, but it was a certain koala bear coated in chocolate filled with gooey stuff in the middle. Absolutely delicious. But it did have a barcode on the back. So you scanned it with your, what's it called, Food Switch app.
Yes.
What did it tell you?
So it came up with a whole lot of other snack options. So the particular snack that we scanned, we're not naming names, had a half star rating out of 5. So then it's brought up a whole lot of other snack suggestions from 3 stars and above that might be a healthier substitute to put in the trolley. Now, it doesn't mean that the occasional chocolate's a big deal because it's all part of a balanced diet. But if we're looking for that afternoon fix, we know that we can use the Food Switch app to try and find a healthier option.
So many people in the supermarket, in the shops these days, use their phone with a shopping list on it now, don't they? So it makes sense to get this Food Switch app and do it on multiple products and start making those healthier choices.
Yeah, so all of these little things makes that grocery shop quicker. So if we can just see the beautiful wall stickers, floor stickers and the wobblers in store to direct us to those healthier choices in the IGAs or use the Food Switch app, we can fill our trolley with those healthy options.
You mentioned the Health Star rating system being voluntary and only a 40% take-up. Kate, is the industry pushing to make it mandatory? Is the government listening? What's happening in that space?
Well, I definitely know my industry is. So
yeah,
definitely
good.
Health professionals would love to see it mandatory because it will just make it easier. Often the labelling on packages is really small font and often white writing, which makes it really difficult to interpret quickly. So I think the star system is a way to just speed that up and make it easier for the customer. Mm.
And those stars that are on the packages of companies that are participating, are they like put there independently or does the company themselves make it up?
Well, I guess when you use systems like this, there will always be a movement for marketing to follow. So we saw that with the Heart Foundation tick, that all of a sudden there was products with lots of ticks on them. So you definitely want to look for the Australian Government Health Star rating rather than just looking for stars because, again, they could be just marketing tools. But it's a pretty obvious Health Star rating system with the stars around in a semicircle. So it's pretty easy to identify.
So do you rate the rating system?
Yeah, so look, there's always flaws because nutrition is complex, but how it really works is to compare like packaged products. So if you were to compare, say, an apple versus a snack bar, it doesn't really work.
Yeah, that's tough.
But if you compare a snack with a snack, a bread with a bread, a breakfast cereal with a breakfast cereal, that's where it works. And it's really designed just for packaged food because we know if we're choosing fresh, that's the best option and we're making a good choice. We don't have to worry about the stars there.
I'm speaking to our radio dietitian this morning, Kate Falconer from Ballarat Health Services. Kate, what can we expect to see from Eat Well, Feel Good? So it's not just set and forget. This is like a trial. You're going to see what it achieves?
Yeah. So as well as directing people in the supermarket towards the healthier options, there's also healthy recipe cards that people can take home and little promotions also in the supermarket baskets that you'd carry around the IGA stores. So what we hope to do is have it set in the stores for about 8 weeks. It'll then be evaluated. So we'll be talking to the staff as well as the customers to see what impact the intervention has had. And then that will help us plan where to from here. So if you think about the impact supermarket shopping has on what we consume through the week, it has a pretty big influence. So if we can make that easier and run more interventions like this, it's only going to be better for our community.
You're absolutely right. Details at the Ballarat Community Health website. The trial happening until July 5. And of course, if you're after that app, which I think we all need to download today, it's called Food Switch. Do you want my chocolate bar?
I might take that, Brett. No, only to you.
Are you 50-50? Can we share?
We can share.
It's a deal. Kate Falconer, as always, great to have you on Ballarat today.
Thanks so much.